This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Norbrook, a leading global pharmaceutical company dedicated to the health and well-being of animals. I'm Riley Smith. U.S.-China trade was a top focus at the U.S.-MEF Spring Conference. We'll have more right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
The U.S.-China trade relationship was a major focus of the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference, which wrapped up Friday, May 23rd in Fort Worth, Texas. Guest speaker John Newton, the executive head of Terrain, said he expects the current tariff battle to lead to a Phase 2 trade agreement between the two countries, since trade is clearly a priority for the Trump administration.
We've become pretty good at being nimble because of all the uncertainty and unknowns in the global marketplace over the last several years. So when you see something like China happen, where we're pivoting on the demand side, this is what our membership expects of us. You know, they're all well aware of the problems. You know, 150% tariff on beef into China is a big problem. But we try to come with solutions, or at least partial solutions, to help them out on the demand side. That's our role. That's why we have these offices all over the world, 105 employees in 20 regions, and that's what they're there for.
While that trade dispute is triggering some disruption, USMEF staff has remained nimble in responding. Instead of dwelling on current trade hurdles, USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said global staff met to find new markets for product that would normally be heading to China.
What President Trump has to do is by March of next year, he's got to show real progress on the Big Beautiful Bill, real progress on trade deals, real progress on the economy, because what happens in March next year, right into the midterms, everybody in the House is going to be back in their districts campaigning. And what do they want to campaign on? Do they want to campaign on wins or losses? They want to campaign on wins, absolutely. So I think, you know, we've got about a 6 or 7 month window for some of these things to get done, and I'm pretty confident that they will get done.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.